the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we got Krista's news on the way, but we're kicking things off tonight with Boris Karloff and Cave right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Stay on to watch the night. It's coming down, feasting on the deer and the hound. Do what you need to do, say what you wanna say. It's coming close, beat down on the drums and hearts. I'm hoping that in my time, I won't give in, not your try. It is the time we like to live in. This cave we built for us to grow, place you don't know. In the water, it's coming down, breathing ice and preaching faith. Stay in your given place, stay where you wanna pray. Cause here it comes, pounding on the falling gate. And it's a dawn that tonight. I won't give in, nor will I win. It is the time I try to live in. This cave we built for us to grow, place you don't know.
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was Boris Karloff with Cave. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Rather than just, I'm just going to, every week I'm going to ask you guys how you're doing. I'm doing okay.
You always did that anyway.
I know.
Better than a deep breath.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing better. I had some problems with my diabetes. As you guys know, I eat like shit anyways. But for the last, since middle of November, I've had problems not being able to get my blood sugars down below like 300, regardless of what I ate. And I've been having a lot of problems. Haven't been able to get in to see my doctor. I keep calling, trying to get an appointment. They keep telling me he doesn't have any time. I've gone, my insurance company, all the doctors that they cover, none of them are accepting new patients. So here about a week ago, it was like somebody flipped a switch and now everything's back to normal. I don't know what the hell happened. I would like to know. I'd like to get in to see a goddamn doctor and find out what the hell is going on, but
they won't be able to tell you anything.
I know.
Oh, you're better now? Okay.
Yeah,
well, good.
Exactly.
Good job. What are you here for?
And that, and that's part of the problem is the last time I went to the doctor and I went and saw the doctor and he's like, oh, well, I was having problems with my blood sugar on the other side where it was too low all the time. And he's like, oh, well, you'll just need to fiddle around with your medication and figure out what works for you. I said, man, that's your fucking job. You went to school for
just fiddle around with your medication.
Yeah, right? He's like, yeah. Well, take less insulin. Okay, well, how much less? Well, you'll just have to mess around with it and find out what works for you.
Why don't you give me some Vicodin and Percocet and I'll fiddle around with that medication. I'm not going to fiddle around with my diabetes medication.
Like, man, that's your job. Oh, I'm so pissed.
So
but,
you fiddled around with it and you got it to work?
I fiddled around with it then and it went everything went way out of whack and it took about a month and a half for it to come back. And I'm sure the holidays had something to do with that and eating pie. That
for breakfast.
Good freaking pie that Krista makes. And eating chocolate for 3 days solid over at Dad's, and I'm sure none of that helped. But because I really didn't change much about the way I was eating. It's just all of a sudden everything changed and went back to the way it was before. It's weird. Hmm. So other than that, yeah. So actually, I'm actually doing a lot better. It's the first time in a month and a half that I've felt. Most of the time I feel like John last week laying on the couch. Feel like I'm gonna puke all the time. Maybe I was hungover for the last month and a half.
Possibly.
You only say that to sound cool because you don't drink.
I know. I don't. So I'm not cool. Although there is...
Correct.
I did I did find one alcohol that I absolutely freaking love. I can't drink very much of it. I can just drink like one shot, but Tatoosh, it's a bourbon distilled here locally. That shit is good.
I thought you liked Tarantula.
I can drink a shot of Tarantula too. I can't really drink more than a shot of anything, but Tarantula is one of the only few alcohols that I've found that doesn't have the adverse effect that most alcohols have on me as far as being allergic to alcohol. And Tatoosh makes me feel like shit after one shot, but it tasted so good I was just willing to risk it.
I think
you think I'm full of shit?
Yeah.
I could see it in your eyes. That's where you were going with that.
Well, you're like, if I can drink this, but I can't drink. That's all. I think it's up here.
John pointed at his head.
Yes, this is radio, not television, Johnny.
Well, I was tapping my head. I figured that people could hear it. Like, don't.
It's not just, actually made of wood, John.
just because you can hear it echoing inside doesn't mean we can. No, the first time because I am allergic to alcohol, you're right. I'm sure it's just... I'm sure everything that is mental as far as me being able to drink one thing and not drink anything else. But the first time I ever tried the Tatoosh, they were having a tasting at this bar we were at and they were just giving away free shots. And the guy, I was like, no, man, I can't have it. I'm allergic. And he passed it underneath my nose and I just took one whiff and I was like, God damn, that smells good. I just had to try it and it was tasty.
When Jason drinks alcohol, he gets hot and turns red.
My skin turns purple in parts. It gets purple and blotchy. I'm allergic. That's what the doctor said anyways.
The doctor. Yeah, because you put so much stock in what doctors say.
Right.
We just heard about this.
Yes.
Well, something happened for me this week.
What you got?
Well, I logged online here and, you know, the internet suggests things that you'll be interested in.
Kind of like Netflix.
Yes. So because I work so hard to entertain all of you people, this is what
you
the
people.
Internet. This is what the internet thinks that I want to read. 5 vagina Halloween costumes rated by a gynecologist.
Who doesn't want to read that?
I mean, really.
I kind of want to know how he did them.
Silver fox in tux shoots at couple who interrupted oral sex in park. Hipster poster boy of ISIS dies in Kobani suicide attack. And teens doing sexual things on Vine. So because I search for these news stories, the internet thinks I'm a pervert.
Just wait until the police or somebody has to search your search history.
Here's some pictures of the vagina Halloween costumes, John. It's like a vagina with a face coming out of it.
Yeah.
What is that, like birth?
Sort of, I guess. Look.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so if you want to Google that stuff, maybe the internet
maybe the internet
will too.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the internet will suggest those to you. So much like Netflix, it's really shit you don't want. But it's suggesting it as stuff that you probably do. Do you guys end up with that? Like, at the end of the day, when you're looking at Netflix, it's like, Netflix, you don't even know me.
It's like, because you watch this, you will like this.
Yeah. And it's usually like really shitty, shitty movies.
Well,
shit from
when
England.
I watched it on my TV, it's not on like my Netflix profile. So it's really weird what it suggests.
I turned on my Netflix account the other day, and Becca had started her own Netflix account because of the stuff that it suggests that I watch, because of the crap that I watch. I mean, like the other night I watched the 1990s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie because I hadn't seen it for a long time, and the new one came out, and everybody I've talked to said it sucked. They said you'd be better off going back and rewatching the old one. So,
and it was bad, wasn't it?
It was okay. The special effects were horrible. The guys in rubber suits fighting as turtles was bad, but it still had its charm. It was still funny and it made me laugh in a couple of spots, but the puppetry was horrible.
It was charming.
It was charming. Yes. Perfect word. It was, and it didn't have Vanilla Ice in it because I didn't watch the second one.
There's a there's YouTube where they voice over the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like an hour, it's like an hour and 45 minutes. I think that's probably the whole movie.
Yeah, basically. I think it was
yeah, they voice-overed the whole thing.
That would be amusing.
That's pretty funny.
Well, because really that's all it was anyways, was a couple of guys voicing over those guys, the guys in the suits.
Like when they're all sitting there in the living room at the beginning, and the reporter walks in, like Leonardo's like, "Hey, you fuck that bitch."
That's right. I've watched that. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't even buy a pizza. Yeah, it's a...
John saying, "Hey, you fuck that bitch," makes Jason remember that he's seen this before.
That rang a bell. I've heard that before.
I think that was the first one that came out, like 5 minutes of it or something, and then they just went back and they were like, "Oh, screw it, we'll just do the whole movie."
Yeah, because we were over at your place one time and you're like, "You've got to watch this," and you made me watch the that 5 minute scene.
Yeah.
And you're right, it was pretty damn funny. But I get, like, I'll watch movies like that and it'll say, "Because you watched this, you'll probably like this." And it's like, I necessarily didn't like what I watched. I don't really want to watch something else that's going to be related to that or that you think is as funny as that. Because I think I watched 1994, which is a horrible movie with John Belushi. And it was back in the late 70s, early 80s. And it was horrible. And I watched it and said, "Because you watched this," I was like, "Okay, then I can just skim past that little suggestion box because that movie sucked. I don't need 50 more movies that were as funny as that one." But anyways, back to something that people might actually enjoy listening to. I don't know. We've been doing this show for 3 years and I have yet to find something that people want to listen to. With the Pro Bowl coming up this weekend, I was talking to somebody at work about stupid superstitions that people have, like when they're watching football or when they're watching any sporting event, you know, like the rally cap where you turn your hat in backwards and then your team's supposed to win. Can you think of any stupid superstitions like that you have for sporting events, Johnny?
I don't know. When shit's going bad, I just change a lot of things.
The toilet seat thing worked last year.
Yeah.
Like one of my coworkers, the first year that the Hawks went to the Super Bowl back in 2006, when we went to the Super Bowl and played
Super
the Steelers.
Super Bowl 40, so.
Yeah, so it was, 9 years ago, yeah. So that year, for every game, her husband had a quarter from the state of the team that they were playing against while they were watching the game, because they have season tickets, so while they were at the game, he had to have a quarter from the state of the team that they were playing against. And for some reason, he thought that actually worked.
Did he stomp on it or something if they started getting ahead? Or
I don't know, but they went to one game and he didn't have that quarter and they lost. Or he watched one game and they didn't have that quarter and they lost. So then he went back to it the next week and they won. And I thought, that is borderline psychotic. You really might need to get checked by a doctor.
Like last year, if someone was going bad, I would go and change the toilet seat, put it up or down.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I have to watch it in different rooms.
How did
rooms.
You decide that actually might work?
At least twice it turned the whole game around.
Yeah. Turned the tide.
Well, in that NFC Championship game last year against the Niners, I had taken off my jersey because I was wearing my throwback Kurt Warner jersey, and I had taken it off and I was laying on the couch and they started losing. They weren't winning. I went and I said, "Well, I better put my fucking jersey back on." I put my jersey on and they ended up winning that game. So, I mean, everybody's got those little quirks that they...
I have a Seahawks t-shirt and I wore it on Blue Friday twice this year and they lost those games. So now that is an off-season shirt.
You burned
shirt.
That fucking shirt. But I was at work a couple weeks ago and it was Blue Friday and I had worn my Earl Thomas jersey the week before and I was wearing my Bobby Wagner jersey and the woman that I work with just went freaking ballistic. She's like, you can't change up what jersey you wear on Blue Friday. It's like, I alternate. I've got four freaking jerseys. I'm going to alternate different.
It's funny because I work with this guy and he said he's got two jerseys. He's got one of the gray Russell Wilson jerseys and he's got another one. I don't remember whose it is. And he was telling me, he's like, I wore that one time and they lost. So now I only wear this one.
See, and I usually wear one on Blue Friday and then I wear one of the other ones on game day. But I just, some of the stuff that she was saying, some of the superstitions, she's like, I've worn this shirt every single Friday since like 2002. And it's like, I don't like to wear the same damn shirt every single week. I like to be a little different. And it really doesn't seem to affect the outcome of the game.
When I played football, I would like sleep in my uniform, spandex and all.
The day before or the day after?
The day before the game.
Wow.
The night before the game.
Well, that's what I told her. I go, you are more superstitious and more out of your freaking mind than most of the athletes that are involved in the games. Because I know every athlete has some superstition, doesn't wash his socks, has a certain game socks that he hasn't washed in 15 freaking years.
I don't think anybody does the socks. That'd be bad.
It's nasty.
Yeah, they'd get gangrene of the foot.
Yeah, fuck your foot up.
But I mean, they've all got that. I've got my game jock strap or something like that. I've only got one.
Nobody's more than one jock strap. Oh, this is my good jock strap.
This one cups both balls just right.
I might find some hoes on the way back to the locker room. I gotta put my good jock strap on.
My dress strap. But you would sleep in your uniform, pads and all.
Not pads, spandex. I had a whole spandex suit that I wore.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I just...
Pants and jersey.
I was just talking to somebody, and like I said, it popped into my head, and I was wondering if you had anything.
And a lot of people, where they're at watching the game is their superstition.
Yeah, that's true, too. Like, you have to watch it at a special bar or a certain house.
Mm-hmm. My friend Josh came over and watched the game at my house every week last year when we won.
Yeah.
And so he made sure that he came over this year.
And that was another thing with this woman is her and her husband, because they have season tickets, so any of the away games, they would watch the games together at home. One week, their son came over and watched the game, and they lost, and he has not been invited back since.
Yeah, you can't come back.
And I just, like, man, that just, I guess I'm just not that superstitious when it comes to sports because I know what I do really has no outcome on what's going on with the game.
But the reason people have those superstitions is so that they feel more connected to the team and to the game. If you feel like you have some kind of power over the outcome of the game, it's going to just make you more intrigued on.
And it might be worse here. So we've got the 12th man thing going on. I don't know if it's.
No, it's just sports everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's sports because, I mean, like I said, they've got the guys with the rally caps. Is that?
Like Raiders, that's all of baseball.
Yeah.
I feel real sad for the Raiders fans because like they probably ran out of superstitions by now. They're like,
yeah, we have
fuck,
no idea.
We lose every week. Like we ran out of shit to try. We can't try anything else
unless we actually run on the field and play.
Pretty soon they'll be running naked in the streets, just hoping something wins.
No, they want to run on the field just to stop the game. Like, dude, what do I have
stop
to
stop the sadness?
I'm gonna go on there and stab a player so that they just stop this game. We don't lose.
Run down and grab the ball. Go all last Boy Scout. Grab the ball and just start blasting people.
At least that way it won't be a loss on the score sheet.
Oh, but the Raiders got a great new head coach. No, I can't even say it with a straight face. They got their new head coach. So, all right, we've got Krista's news on the way right after Teenage Wildlife and Come On and Shoot. Right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Day.
To the family meeting. That was Teenage Wildlife and Come On and Shoot.
News that you could have done without from around the world. Krista's News.
All right. So we'll start out with a feel-good story. Someone in Michigan watched the movie Where the Heart Is just one too many times. For those of you who don't watch chick flicks, it's about a pregnant girl who takes up residence in an Oklahoma Walmart store. That is exactly what this woman in Michigan decided to do. She would wander around with the shoppers during the day and go sleep in the bathrooms at night. Her stay at the Walmart Inn was short-lived, however. When management was watching surveillance video, they kept seeing her all over the store all day long. So they approached her to try and get her to leave or evict her from the Walmart. And when they went to speak with her, she was sitting in a chair using her laptop and using headphones. So they asked her to leave and she said no. She told them she'd been living with someone, but she got kicked out because she had a drinking problem. Eventually, the Walmart had to call police, and they came and gave her a ticket for being a disorderly person, and they took her into the station. That sounds nice and official. And she was eventually picked up from the police station by a relative, which made me wonder why she couldn't stay with her relative.
I couldn't remember the name of the movie. I remember seeing the movie, but I couldn't remember the name of the movie.
I like the movie. I'm kind of ashamed, but I do like the movie.
And don't they stalk all night at Walmart? Wouldn't somebody see somebody sleeping in a bathroom?
You would think so.
Because I think most of that shit's done at night after they close. They've got guys in there restocking the shelves.
I don't know. I prefer to shop at Walmart in the middle of the night because...
That's true. Most of the Walmarts around here are 24 hours.
There's less people. Well, there's two Walmarts in Federal Way. We live in Federal Way. And one of them is open 24 hours and one of them closes at 11 p.m. So
you know the Walmart schedule. You apparently are a regular shopper at the Walmart.
I'm cheap and I like to shop at Walmart when the rest of the people that shop at Walmart aren't there.
And that's the problem with Walmart. It's typically not Walmart. It's the clientele for a lot. Because that's why I stopped shopping at the one in Renton. Is because I got to the point where I wanted to choke people and I was going to get arrested if I continued shopping at that store.
I don't like getting attitude because I'm rolling my cart down an aisle or because I'm stopping to like see what package I'm picking up and putting in my cart. So I just prefer to go to Walmart when there's not other people around.
I kind of prefer that shopping anywhere when there's
people are a-holes.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense, people.
Not our listeners. Our listeners
just
are
everybody else.
Yeah, everybody but listeners of the show.
I like how Walmart has the food court, and then they have seats where you can just sit there and eat your food and watch the people at Walmart walk around.
Watch the Walmartians.
So our next story, different countries and different laws. So when you're traveling, make sure you know the laws of the countries you'll be in. Some things you might think are obvious, but this story might make you think twice. A man in Norway took money as an agreement to kill a 17-year-old, but he never did it. So the authorities were unable to find any proof that he actually planned to kill the person, so they charged the guy with fraud. He was accepting of the charge, and he paid the fine for committing his crime of fraud. The person who ordered the killing got 2 years in prison, but since he confessed, they suspended the sentence. The 17-year-old that was supposed to be killed...
No jail time for hiring someone to kill somebody?
I'm moving to Norway.
The guy was trying to get a 17-year-old killed because she
rejected...
We would
have executed somebody like that for a year.
She rejected his romantic advances. Because this guy's 21, hitting on a 17-year-old, and she was like, you're gross. And so he wanted to kill her. So the guy that can't get laid said he paid the hitman 60,000 crowns. I don't even know how much that is in dollars.
$12.
But the wannabe hitman said he only got 40,000 crowns. So as you can tell, it wasn't a really clear contract.
Well, it would be, because it says that there are 10,000 crowns, it's about $1,300. So that'd be what, about $7,800, $7,900, somewhere in there.
So that's how much a murder goes for.
So no wonder the guy had no problem paying the $1,300, because he'd already collected this almost $8,000 from the guy to do the hit. And I can't believe that they would charge him with a crime of fraud for not committing a murder.
That's why that made my news. Oh, you agreed to kill someone and didn't do it? You should have just done it, because then you wouldn't be fraudulent.
So the guy that committed fraud had to pay a fine.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who hired him
got scot-free.
Walked away.
Yeah, they suspended his sentence.
But there was no fine.
No.
So he's serious. Oh.
Well, he kind of paid a fine to the guy that he thought was going to kill that chick.
Maybe that's what they figured. They figured time paid.
Who knows? After reading this next article, I think I know why race car drivers wear helmets. But this article made me think they might need to be a little stronger. I'm not a NASCAR fan by any means, but I do know who Kurt Busch is. He has a protective order pending against him, and he came up with quite the story in court last week.
Oh, yeah.
The charges against him are because his ex-girlfriend said he slammed her head against the wall of his motorhome. He said the ex-girlfriend, who owns a personal surveillance company, is a trained hired assassin. He claims she left their hotel in Texas one night in camo and boots and came back later in an evening gown and a trench coat covered in blood and other matter. So on the bright side, he knows people will say he's crazy, but he said he's lived through this and it's true.
I think that guy's gotten in one too many accidents.
Yeah, she's a member of the League of Assassins.
If she really is a hired assassin, wouldn't someone have killed him before he let the story out?
Maybe she would. He better, yeah.
I mean, I saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they don't just let shit go.
That's your frame of reference?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know many hired assassins.
John went with Arrow and DC, and you went with Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I just told you that I liked Where the Heart Is. Okay, I think we watched different movies.
Gross Point Blank. Would be my second reference.
I watched that once. I don't remember much.
I haven't
of it,
seen that movie in years. It's in my Netflix queue, so I can watch it, and then Netflix will suggest all kinds of other assassin movies for me to watch.
You should watch it. It's a pretty good movie.
I remember it cracked me up back in, 99 when it came out, and I watched it. We are on the cutting edge of 30-year-old references on this show.
Motherfucker, you were talking about watching the 1990s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Came out in 1990.
So this next news story.
And that was BuzzFeed's fault, because I saw a list on there, the 13 things you didn't know about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I had to read it.
What was the number one thing you learned about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That it was actually filmed in North Carolina instead of New York. And it's supposed to take place in New York.
That's the number one thing.
That was the number one thing
on
their list.
That sounds like a bullshit list.
It was a pretty bullshit list, but it made me go watch the movie. So
it worked.
Job accomplished.
They don't put pepperoni on their pizza. Oh my God.
So you might learn something new from this next story, whether you want to know it or not. There were some unfortunate foxes having sex in England. And when I say foxes, I mean actual animals like foxes. They were in a senior citizen's yard, and he really, really wanted to interrupt them. He called the police, but they told him to call a forester, which apparently is what England calls their animal control people. But in the end, none of the authorities came to help him. He was concerned because the foxes were having sex for so long, he thought they were stuck together and might sustain permanent injuries. It was explained in the article that foxes have sex for at least 20 minutes because the male penis expands so they don't come apart. So basically, dogs. Once they start, that bitch is locked in.
Yeah, dogs do that too. All dogs.
And their semen moves so slow that it takes 20 minutes for them to finish.
Wow.
I have learned more today than I can honestly say I've ever wanted to know.
So don't get too concerned if you see foxes having sex for a really long time.
Well, that's just, so he wanted to separate them, but he knows that they're, the male dick is stuck in the female vagina. So if you try and separate them, the girl's going to get all skittish and start running with the dude's dick stuck in her. He's, the poor back dog is going to be running around reverse wheelbarrow style. Trying to.
Well, he couldn't.
That's
get,
his new nickname, back dog.
He couldn't get any of the authorities to come help him, so he let them finish.
You grab the authorities or the fox to
you
come.
You grab the front one, I'll grab the back one. Just pull. Poor little fucker.
It's like a Chinese tag. It's like a finger cuff, and this guy's just trying to rip him apart.
So, speaking of weird sexual things.
Don't Google this. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
I think most people have an opinion about feet. Either love them or hate them, but people aren't usually just indifferent to the foot. So, me personally, I think feet are gross, and foot fetishes even grosser. But for those of you who don't have the same opinion as I do, there is a new item on the market. It's called a vajankle. If you're slow and can't figure out what that means, it is a rubber foot with a French manicure on the toenails. And when you get to the ankle, where it would have been cut off from the leg, there is a pocket pussy, so you can have sex with the rubber foot. The standard foot that you order is a left, but if you order the pair, you can get a left and a right, in case you have a preference for which foot you stick your dick in. The vajankle is almost a steal at only $179 for the single foot order.
It looks like a real foot. And if I just at a glance of these pictures, I would think it was just like a Halloween gift. But if I walked up at somebody's house at Halloween and they had these laying around, I would just fucking leave.
I mean, it looks like you can see like veins. And yeah.
Especially a pair of them, because like, what do you expect to be? I ain't fucking that foot next to you fucking a foot.
Maybe it's that guy from a couple weeks ago that had the two penises. He needs the pair.
I mean, I mentioned a couple years ago that, you know, men will fuck anything. If you lube up your feet, put them together, well, fuck it. If you make a foot vagina out of it. But
somebody stole your idea. They're making $179 a pair on it.
No, $179 for the single foot.
What are these, Air Jordans? These things are disgusting. That's all I'm gonna say. You look at the picture. Ah. I like how the scientists sat around and thought the left is the one that people want.
Well, maybe the right is the one that people want, so they sell you the left automatically, so you have to pay more to get the right.
That's a good business plan right there.
I'm business-minded. I mean, if any of you weird foot people think you have a preference, let us know, because I'm curious now, like, which foot is the better foot.
Not just that, but if this sounds like something you would want to do, we want to hear from you. No.
But
actually,
not in person.
Yeah, we don't want video. Don't send us a Vine. We don't. I'm kind of speechless here because I'm trying to think of.
This isn't even a foot fetish because you're fucking the shin.
This is like a shin.
You're sticking your dick in the shin.
Your dick is in the foot. I don't know.
Silence. You brought the show to a complete and utter fucking halt.
I've tried that many times and it's hard. It's hard to do.
What, that, is that is the news.
That is the news. She's like, done. That was a drop the mic moment.
Drop the mic. You're fucking a foot. Picture your dick in a foot.
Bam, mic on the ground.
Have a good night. Don't forget to spay and neuter your pet. All right. We are going to get back into the music, please. With the historians and Cure for the Common Life right here on the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
I'm sure they're proud to follow the fuckable foot.
Best of what's left.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Forbear and North Korea and the Five Stages of Grief. Before that, we played The Historians and Cure for the Common Life.
I would think in North Korea there'd be many stages of grief.
And the first one being making a hit out of The Interview. They gotta be ashamed of that. Did you watch it? Have you seen the Interview?
No, it's cheap though. On demand, it's only $3.99.
And because I remember right after all that happened, one of my buddies posted on Facebook, thank you, North Korea, for making this movie only $4.99, because he wanted to see it, but he didn't want to pay $8 or whatever the hell it is to go to a movie.
I think it might be more disturbing that he wanted to see it.
Yeah. Well, I want to see it. I mean, I don't think it's...
I've actually heard it's pretty damn funny.
Can't be that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Seth Rogen.
I've watched shittier movies.
Oh, I just explained that I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles not long ago, so... So you had a question for us, John.
Oh, so I started playing this game that I saw a commercial for. I think I missed my calling when I was in school, because it seems like making games on your phone is just a billion-dollar business.
Oh, yeah.
Because have you seen the commercials for these games now?
They're hilarious.
And they're on all the time. Like, they run every single commercial segment you see them.
And I would like to thank the ad guy that got Kate Upton to advertise for that one, because she is damn near falling out of that dress the whole time she's riding that horse. And I can't think of what the name of the game is that she's advertising for. Like game.
Well, then it's not a very good advertisement.
I don't even have to watch that shit with the sound on. It's 30 seconds. That's all I need.
I don't know. There's a bunch of them, like War of Worlds, and then...
I think that's the one it is.
And I like the one with the little skeletons.
That's not the one you're playing, is it?
No, I'm playing Boom Beach, where they, the guy's the like, you're flanking up the right side? We just flanked up the right side. They do have a flamethrower.
The one with the skeleton, isn't that Clash of Clans? Yes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So the skeleton comes up. Don't touch that, Larry. Larry! And then he's sitting there. I feel like Larry a lot.
Somebody tells you not to do something, that's the first thing you're going to do.
And then he's just digging in the little purple sludge with his little sword at the end, looking like side to side. Like, I didn't do nothing.
He looks like a puppy right there. Like when you come home and you're like, you find something on the floor. Did you do this? Like, oh.
Oh, our dog is horrible about that. She probably didn't even do anything. If you say, did you do that? She'll just like cower and like walk away. So some assholes in the house like to...
looked at Becca, for those of you who can't see Jason being a dick.
She just likes to walk in and just say, did you do that to the dog? Like the minute she walks in the door, she just torments the hell out of that dog. So the one with the War of Worlds, I downloaded the game. I started to play it. And within the first 5 or 10 minutes I was playing that game, I was like, this is going to consume my entire freaking life. And I just uninstalled it. I knew that I was going to be sucked in and not get anything else done. So I got rid of it.
I think you might be a little too into your games then.
Well, because I know you said Boom Beach, you were sitting around playing the shit out of that. And those strategy games like that War of Worlds, whatever the hell it is, I used to play those for like 2 or 3 days straight with just barely getting any sleep. Rob and I would sit around and play those things forever.
Yeah, it's almost like a super downsized version of Command & Conquer.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm like building like sniper towers and shit.
And flanking on the left, flanking on the right. Because you also asked if we were playing any games. You also asked any of our favorite commercials. And I got to say, that is one of my favorite commercials. Just that they do have a flamethrower.
And that there was a funnier one that they had for Boom Beach that actually made me install the game. And I haven't seen it since I first.
Well, because they got you. They said, this was geared towards John. We got him. Let's move on.
Me and BJ were sitting there watching the football game, and I was like, the commercial came on, and I go, that'd be a fun game to play. And so we both went to download it, and BJ was like, oh, I guess I already played that game. Didn't even know it.
Well, then he managed to not let it rule his life. Yeah. He doesn't even know he plays it.
I was gonna say, that is a horrible ad for the game. Oh, I guess I already played that.
Well, what's a good ad for it is that he wanted to play it again.
He might have got it like in the almost beta stage or something. You never know.
Or he could have been really drunk when he downloaded it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, possibly.
Ding, 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 ding. So were there any other commercials? Because usually I watch everything on DVR. So I was trying to think of a commercial other than... And the one that I actually really love is probably irritating as hell to everybody else. And it's the Mike, 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 Mike. The one with the camel.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even Wednesday. Let it go, Phil. Is it that one cracks me up?
So we've been these commercials are all the time on. We're watching Breaking Bad again.
Oh yeah.
After we've already watched it, we're just rewatching the series, and it's DVR'd. But a lot of times I will watch the commercial, like when I see that one, I'll hit the back button and watch that commercial. Then
that's the sign again. Of an ad agency doing their job. When you stop and rewind, oh, I missed that commercial. Sell me something, bitch.
When's Better Call Saul come out? Next month?
Comes out in February.
February, yeah.
We were just discussing that. I was discussing that with a coworker because that was supposed to come out in like October. And they decided, no, we're going to push it back. And then it was supposed to come out in like December or right after January. And they pushed it back again. And I was thinking, God, are they having that many problems with the show?
Well, it's probably that's how their seasons go on that channel, because like Walking Dead's coming back February 8th. So that's kind of like how they do their shows.
And they're also doing a Breaking Bad marathon on Wednesdays. They're playing like five episodes on Mondays. Like every Monday they play like five episodes.
Which is damn near a season. That's a half season.
From the beginning all the way to the end. So they might just be doing like trying to get
you back
like people hyped up for that way.
Because there's a lot of Better Call Saul commercials during Breaking Bad.
And it's supposed to be a prequel, right? From
yes.
what I understand, it takes place.
Yeah, it's like 12 years before or something.
Yeah, because I noticed that Mike is in it, which he was one of my favorite characters from the show. The old hitman dude.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Laval...
Well, didn't Mike die? Oh, this is before, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Laval Crawford is in it, the big black guy. I can't remember his name on the show, but I'm excited to see it. Hopefully they don't...
Peanut? I'd have to call a guy Peanut.
He's got a peanut head.
Is it Yule or Newell or something like that?
His head is hella odd shaped. It looks like a peanut.
he's definitely a weird looking dude. He was in town a couple weeks ago or last week. I can't remember. He was at the parlor. He's actually a pretty funny ass comedian.
He breathes like my pug.
If your body was shaped like that, you'd breathe funny too. As a matter of fact, I think he's the one. Why are you breathing like that? To live. I think that's one of his jokes.
Well, if you think about it, he and Willie are kind of shaped the same. Proportional.
All right, we are going to get back into the music with Nico Lorraine and Broken Promises and Fire right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com.
What can I tell you about love? Ain't been sang before. One numbers and castles of love, you're just staring out the door. I was high in my tower of content when you came along. You nearly drowned me in the whirlpool of your passion. Song. I found a song.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Nico Lorraine with Broken Promises and Fire. So we've come to the end of another show. You found John's goals list?
Yeah, for the most part. Number one is pop a squat on the side of the road.
Done that.
Number two, take a pic with a stranger. That's kind of lame.
Done that.
Number three, drive 110 miles an hour.
Check.
Number four, moon an innocent bystander.
Check.
Number five is drive like you're in, let's say, Mordor, because that's as close as I can get.
I don't know how you do that, but I'm check. I've done that.
And number six is Roadhead.
Received that.
Yeah.
And so this is
true. That guy's bucket list is kind of
yeah. You don't know. You don't give or receive.
This is online, and it's written like with a Sharpie on like a napkin from your grandma's house with flowers and stuff all over it.
Check.
I know if Chris said Roadhead, and I was like, oh yeah, Jason, like, oh, you were blowing some dude, huh? Not going to give you the opportunity.
You're going to take that one away from me?
Yep.
All right. So, I'm just, John's done. He's reached his bucket list. He's hit all the good spots.
Life achievement accomplished.
Sad. So sad.
All right. How can people find out more about you, Johnny?
I could have quit my life at like 19.
I think they kind of know all they need to know about John.
Some would say you did.
You can follow me on Twitter at JohnCurtis316. Find me on Facebook or at your local watering hole.
And Krista?
I'm on Twitter at KristaCurtis1.
And my Twitter is JasonCurtis925. You can also email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com. Get your questions in for the Bambino. Get your questions in for the Curtis Family Feud. Otherwise, we'll talk at you guys next week. We're going to finish things out tonight with brand new music from Fox and the Law. It's Hold On You right here on The Family Meeting on nwczradio.com.
Gonna buy out your stupid shit.